from KQED.
Well, you don't have to go to the library or wander grocery store aisles to find fantastic local food in California. If you're so inclined, you can harvest your own in the wild. In the Napa Valley, Connie Green has been foraging for mushrooms, berries, greens, and much more since the early 1970s, and she's made quite a business out of it, selling her bounty to some of California's very best restaurants. Connie Green describes her hunt for hidden foods in a new book called The Wild Table, and includes plenty of mouth-watering recipes from her collaborator, Sarah Scott. I sat down with Connie Green this week, and she showed up with a basket full of chanterelles, matsutake, and black trumpet mushrooms. Let me begin by asking you about one of the words in the title, The Wild Table. What's your definition of wild?
Ooh, you know what? It's not that clear. Foods that humans have never tamed, that agriculture has never found their way into manipulating some of these plants. Then there's others that exist in the wild, and humans have managed to sort of herd them a bit like wild bison. They can live in your vicinity, and you can feed them, and you can use them, but they're never completely yours. And then there's other things that were native. They were domesticated plants in, like, Turkey in Europe, and by the time they rode over here on the seeds and blankets of our early settlers, ran riot across the countryside, like dandelions and chickweed, and now they're wild.
Now, you do your foraging, or a lot of it, in Napa County, is that right?
Yes.
How hard is it to find those places? How long did it take you to find some of the places you now go all the time to find mushrooms or whatever it might be?
Well, it's been years, but let's say the places I found early on, I've been picking mushrooms, for instance, around some of the same trees for 35 years. And some of these plants aren't strangers. They're old friends, so I can recognize things at 60 miles an hour out of the corner of my eye. It takes a little time to get that way. But, for instance, there's people in Yountville, and they've lived in Yountville all their lives and had never seen there was an elderberry tree at the edge of town. They had never seen that, had never noticed that the roads were completely lined with black walnuts. A lot of this stuff is just hiding in plain sight.
You write in the book that at the beginning, and we're saying, I guess now this would be the early 70s, that even some of the better chefs in the San Francisco Bay Area had never used a fresh chanterelle mushroom.
Yes.
Was that surprising to you? I mean, because now, as you point out in the book, you can buy them at Costco.
Yes. It's quite a trajectory in ingredient use.
What was the tipping point, do you think?
Well, I think it's been a lot of the influence of European cuisine on American food. And as people have become more worldly, or in another case, as people have paid more attention for decades and decades and decades, and as people have explored more and more ingredients and more flavors, it's just become more and more accepted.
What are the rules for someone who may hear this and think, well, I'm going to go out and do some foraging myself? What are the rules?
First, you have to know what the hell you're picking and what you're eating. If you cannot identify it with great assurance, you do not eat it. It's best to go out with somebody or collect it for a while, ID it very carefully until you are completely confident that that's what it is.
How can you be sure?
Overconfidence is your enemy. There are societies that exist, Mycological Society, the Mycological Society of San Francisco, the Sonoma Mycological Association. There's places you can go for mushrooms that can help you with this. For a lot of the plants, the Native Plant Society can help you with this, as well as agricultural offices.
Is there a big difference in foraging? You do most of your foraging in the Napa, Sonoma area, in the Bay Area. Are there regions of foraging in California? I mean, what are some of the things you might find, say, down south or in the desert or near the Sierra that would be completely different?
Well, California is, you know, it had such a dense Native American population because there is so much food here. But even in the desert, there's things that I adore that are out right now, which are prickly pear fruit, the round, also known as tunas, the Nopalix cactus, these beautiful, often fuchsia round fruits, tastes like sort of strawberries and raspberries and are absolutely delicious. Those are out right now in all the deserts. Then there is juniper berries, which people do not use enough, which are absolutely delicious. Black trumpets that grow in Northern California and Central and Northern California arguably the finest black trumpets in the entire world.
Where would, if someone wanted to prepare some of the recipes, because there's some great recipes in this book. One that caught my eye was elderflower panna cotta. I'm a big panna cotta fan, but, you know, I'm not going to go out foraging for elderflower. Am I out of luck? I mean, where would I find it?
You should go out foraging for elderflowers.
Will you take me?
Of course. They're a lot more common than you think. And it's a great time to identify elderberry trees because they're these beautiful, big, flat, white flowers that just scream at you when you're driving by. And once you see the flowers, you know, the gig is up. You know where that tree is. And you can come back and get elderberries at the end of the year. And it's very, very simple to harvest these things.
Yeah.
And, oh, my heavens. Elderflower panna cotta is terrific, not to speak of the booze you can make from this.
The infused vodka.
Right.
So Thanksgiving is right around the corner next week. How are you going to incorporate some of these great recipes or foods that you've gone out foraging onto the table?
I'll be harvesting black walnuts, incorporating them with persimmons, and making the steamed pudding in the book. And that's just, to me, that's the grand finale of Thanksgiving.
The book is called The Wild Table. Connie Green, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Scott.
Connie Green, also known as the Mushroom Lady. Her new book with Sarah Scott is called The Wild Table, Seasonal Foraged Food and Recipes. And by the way, you can find that recipe for persimmon pudding at our website, californiareport.org.